And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Chinese lawmakers passed a wide-ranging update to the country's anti-espionage law on Wednesday. China's top legislative body passed the revised counter-espionage law, its first update since 2014, following 3 days of deliberations. State news agency Xinhua says the revised law expands the definition of espionage to include cyber attacks against state organs or critical information infrastructure. It allows authorities carrying out an anti-espionage investigation to gain access to data, electronic equipment, information on personal property, and also bans border crossings. Chinese President Xi Jinping has made national security a key focus of his administration since taking office in 2012. Analysts say these revisions are evidence of that stricter regime as suspicion of the United States and its allies grow. Meanwhile, President Xi spoke by telephone on Wednesday with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky for the first time since Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year, Reuters correspondent Zachary Gelman reports.
Zelensky, in a tweet, described a, quote, long and meaningful call with Xi in Beijing. A government official said China would send special representatives to Ukraine to hold talks with all parties in an effort to end the crisis. China has repeatedly tried to present itself as a potential intermediary between Moscow and Kyiv. But Ukraine's Western allies have viewed Beijing's diplomatic overtures with heavy skepticism. Xi is the most powerful world leader to have refrained from denouncing Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Gelman. U.S. President Joe Biden will briefly visit the Pacific island nation of Papua New Guinea in May. A spokesperson from the Prime Minister's office says President Biden will stop in the capital, Port Moresby, for 3 hours on his way to Australia to attend the Quad Leaders Summit. This is VOA News. A source told Reuters that Biden is expected to meet with over a dozen Pacific island leaders during his visit to Port Moresby. The meeting will be a significant move in U.S. efforts to push back against Chinese inroads in the region and follows up on a summit of Pacific Island leaders that Biden hosted at the White House in September. The Quad Summit is being held in Sydney on May 24th with the leaders of India, Australia, Japan, and the United States attending. The writer suing Donald Trump for allegedly raping her nearly 30 years ago told jurors at a civil trial on Wednesday the former U.S. president sexually assaulted her and then defamed her by lying about it, Reuters correspondent Tara Lindstrom reports.
E. Jean Carroll said in a Manhattan federal court, quote, "I'm here because Donald Trump raped me, and when I wrote about it, he lied and said it didn't happen. He lied and shattered my reputation, and I'm here to try to get my life back." Trump has denied the claims. She is suing Trump for defamation after he called her rape claim a hoax, lie, and, quote, complete con job on his Truth social media platform, and said she was not his type and that she made up the claim to sell her memoir.
That was Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom. Disney is suing Governor Ron DeSantis of the southeastern state of Florida over the Republican leader's takeover of its theme park district. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The corporate kingdom finally comes to an end.
Disney alleges the governor waged a targeted campaign of government retaliation after the company opposed a law that bans classroom lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity, a policy critics call Don't Say Gay.
We had a little bit of a tussle.
The suit was filed minutes after a Disney World Oversight Board appointed by DeSantis voted to void a deal placing theme park design and construction decisions in the company's hands. I'm Ben Thomas.
In sports, the Memphis Grizzlies are still alive in the first round of the National Basketball Association playoffs. Here's AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
The Grizzlies stayed alive as three of their players had double-doubles in a 116-99 decision over the Lakers. Desmond Bane delivered 33 points and 10 rebounds. John Morant had 31 points and 10 boards. And Jaren Jackson Jr. added 18 points and 10 rebounds. Morant says the board battle was big.
Definitely something we needed, you know, to get a win. And something, you know, coach challenged us to do was, you know, for us to rebound. So that's good.
Memphis led by just two with 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter before embarking on a 26-2 run. Anthony Davis paced the Lakers with 31 points and 19 rebounds. Game six is Friday in Los Angeles. I'm Dave Ferry.
And I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.